2 Kings 8 through 9:13. Now Elisha spoke to the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, "Arise, and go with your household, and live wherever you can live, for the Lord has called for a famine, and it will indeed come on the land for 7 years." So the woman arose, and acted in accordance with the word of the man of God. She went with her household, and resided in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. Then at the end of 7 years, the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, and she went to appeal to the king for her house and for her field. Now the king was speaking with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, "Please report to me all the great things that Elisha has done." And he was reporting to the king how he had restored to life the one who was dead. Behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life appealed to the king for her house and for her field. And Gehazi said, "My lord the king, this is the woman and this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life." When the king asked the woman, she told him everything. So the king appointed an officer for her, saying, "Restore all that was hers, and all the produce of the field from the day that she left the land, even until now." Then Elisha came to Damascus. Now Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram, was sick, and it was told to him, saying, "The man of God has come here." And the king said to Hazael, "Take a gift in your hand, and go to meet the man of God, and inquire of the Lord by him, saying, 'Will I recover from this sickness?'" So Hazael went to meet him and took a gift in his hand, even every kind of good thing of Damascus, 40 camels' loads. And he came and stood before him and said, "Your son Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, has sent me to you, saying, 'Will I recover from the sickness?'" Then Elisha said to him, "Go, say to him, 'You will certainly recover, but the Lord has shown me that he will certainly die.'" And he stared steadily at him until Hazael was embarrassed. And then the man of God wept. And Hazael said, "Why is my lord weeping?" And he answered, "Because I know the evil that you will do to the sons of Israel. You will set their fortified cities on fire. You will kill their young men with the sword. Their little ones you will smash to pieces, and you will rip up the pregnant women." Then Hazael said, "But what is your servant, a lowly dog, that he could do this great thing?" And Elisha answered, "The Lord has shown me that you will be king over Aram." So he left Elisha and came to his master, who said to him, "What did Elisha say to you?" And he answered, "He told me that you would certainly recover." But on the following day he took the cover and dipped it in water, and spread it over his face, so that he died. And Hazael became king in his place. Now in the 5th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, when Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah, Jehoram the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, became king. He was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 8 years in Jerusalem. He walked in the way of the kings of Israel, just as the house of Ahab had done, for Ahab's daughter was his wife. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. However, the Lord did not want to destroy Judah for the sake of his servant David, since he had promised him to give him a lamp through his sons always. In his days, Edom broke away from the rule of Judah and appointed a king over themselves. Then Joram crossed over to Zair, and all his chariots with him. And he got up at night and struck the Edomites who had surrounded him and the captains of the chariots. But his army fled to their tents. So Edom has broken away from Judah to this day. Then Libnah broke away at the same time. Now the rest of the acts of Joram and everything that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? So Joram lay down with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his son Ahaziah became king in his place. In the 12th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, began to reign. Ahaziah was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 1 year in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri, king of Israel. He walked in the way of the house of Ahab, and did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, because he was a son-in-law of the house of Ahab. Then he went with Joram, the son of Ahab, to war against Hazael of Aram at Ramoth-Gilead, and the Arameans wounded Joram. So King Joram returned to have himself healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Arameans had inflicted on him at Ramah when he fought against Hazael, king of Aram. Then Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Joram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was sick. Now Elisha, the prophet, summoned one of the sons of the prophets and said to him, "Get ready, and take this flask of oil in your hand, and go to Ramoth-Gilead. When you arrive there, then look for Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in and have him get up from among his brothers, and bring him to an inner room. Then take the flask of oil and pour it on his head, and say, 'This is what the Lord says, I have anointed you king over Israel.' Then open the door and flee, and do not wait." So the young man, the servant of the prophet, went to Ramoth-Gilead. When he arrived, behold, the commanders of the army were sitting, and he said, "I have a word for you, commander." And Jehu said, "For which one of us?" And he said, "For you, commander." He then got up and went into the house, and the prophet's servant poured the oil on his head, and said to him, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, I have anointed you king over the people of the Lord, over Israel. And you shall strike the house of Ahab, your master, so that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord, at the hand of Jezebel. For the entire house of Ahab shall perish, and I will eliminate from Ahab every male person, both slave and free, in Israel. I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah. The dogs will eat Jezebel in the territory of Jezreel, and no one will bury her." Then he opened the door and fled. Now Jehu went out to the servants of his master, and one said to him, "Is everything well? Why did this crazy fellow come to you?" And he said to him, "You know very well the man and his talk." And they said, "It is a lie. Tell us now." And he said, "Such and such he said to me, saying, 'This is what the Lord says, I have anointed you king over Israel.' Then they hurried, and each man took his garment, and put it under him on the bare steps, and blew the trumpet, saying, 'Jehu is king.'" John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, but must remain in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown away like a branch and dries up. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that a person will lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, because all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you. A slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you as well. If they followed my word, they will also follow yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. The one who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would not have sin. But now they have both seen and hated me, and my Father as well. But this has happened so that the word that is written in their law will be fulfilled. They hated me for no reason. When the Helper comes, whom I will send you from the Father, namely, the Spirit of Truth, who comes from the Father, he will testify about me. And you are testifying as well, because you have been with me from the beginning. Revelation 16. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple, saying to the seven angels, "Go and pour out on the earth the seven bowls of the wrath of God." So the first angel went and poured out his bowl on the earth, and a harmful and painful sore afflicted the people who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped his image. The second angel poured out his bowl into the sea, and it became blood, like that of a dead man, and every living thing in the sea died. Then the third angel poured out his bowl into the rivers and the springs of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters saying, "Righteous are you, the one who is and was, O Holy One, because you judged these things, for they poured out the blood of the saints and the prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. They deserve it." And I heard the altar saying, "Yes, Lord God, the Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments." And the fourth angel poured out his bowl upon the sun, and it was given the power to scorch people with fire. And the people were scorched with fierce heat, and they blasphemed the name of God who has the power over these plagues, and they did not repent so as to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became darkened, and they gnawed their tongues because of pain, and they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pain and their sores, and they did not repent of their deeds. The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river, the Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way would be prepared for the kings from the east. And I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits like frogs. For they are spirits of demons, performing signs, which go out to the kings of the entire world, to gather them together for the war of the great day of God, the Almighty. Behold, I am coming like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake and keeps his clothes, so that he will not walk about naked, and people will not see his shame. And they gathered them together to the place which in Hebrew is called Har Magadan. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl upon the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were flashes of lightning, and sounds and peals of thunder, and there was a great earthquake, such as there had not been since mankind came to be upon the earth. So great an earthquake it was, and so mighty. The great city was split into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. Babylon the Great was remembered in the sight of God, to give her the cup of wine of his fierce wrath. And every island fled, and no mountains were found. And huge hailstones, weighing about a talent each, came down from heaven upon people. And people blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, because the hailstone plague was extremely severe. Proverbs 29:19 through 27. A slave will not be instructed by words alone, for though he understands, there will be no response. Do you see a person who is hasty with his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. One who pampers his slave from childhood will in the end find him to be rebellious. An angry person stirs up strife, and a hot-tempered person abounds in wrongdoing. A person's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor. One who is a partner with a thief hates his own life. He hears the oath, but tells nothing. The fear of man brings a snare, but one who trusts in the Lord will be protected. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for mankind comes from the Lord. An unjust person is an abomination to the righteous, and one who is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, and my fingers for battle, my faithfulness and my fortress, my stronghold and my savior, my shield and he in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is man, that you look after him, or a son of man, that you think of him? Man is like the breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bend down your heavens, Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, that they may smoke. Flash forth lightning, and scatter them. Send out your arrows, and confuse them. Reach out with your hand from on high. Rescue me, and save me from great waters, from the hand of foreigners, whose mouths speak deceit, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. God, I will sing a new song to you. On a harp of 10 strings I will sing praises to you, who gives salvation to kings, who rescues his servant David from the evil sword. Rescue me, and save me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks deceit, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. When our sons in their youth are like growing plants, and our daughters like corner pillars fashioned for a palace, our granaries are full, providing every kind of produce, and our flocks deliver thousands and 10,000s in our fields. May our cattle be bred, without mishap and without loss. May there be no outcry in our streets. Blessed are the people who are so situated. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord.